Pope Benedict XVI reflected on the tragedies and disasters that test faith as he marked the way of the cross, the culmination of Good Friday ceremonies last night at Rome's Colosseum, just hours after Italians buried victims of the country's devastating earthquake. The Holy Father invited those taking part in the candlelit liturgy to offer a special prayer for survivors of Monday's quake, asking that they find hope despite a disaster that killed at least 289 people and left almost 40,000 homeless. Charles Collins followed events.
Thousands of people on Friday night gathered at Rome's Colosseum to follow the Via Crucis, the way of the cross. Pope Benedict led the devotion and later said the passion of the Lord Jesus constitutes the climax of the revelation of God's love for each of us. The Pope said throughout the course of the millennia, a great multitude of men and women have been drawn deeply into this mystery and they have followed him.
Preghiamo perché anche a loro, in questa notte oscura, appaia la stella della speranza.
The Holy Father picked a bishop from India to write the meditations for the evening, Archbishop Thomas Menamparampil from Guwahati.
Possa questo messaggio di speranza echeggiare dallo Huanghe al Colorado.
The Archbishop's meditations focused on the meaning of Christ's suffering and how he is a model for us in today's world. For example, at the second station,
Jesus is betrayed by Judas and restrains Peter from violence.
The Archbishop says violence is not defeated by more violence, but by a superior spiritual energy that reaches out in the form of healing love. In these times of conflict between persons, ethnic and religious groups, nations, economic and political interests, Jesus says confrontation and violence are not the answer, but love, persuasion, and reconciliation. When the mother of Jesus meets him at the foot of the cross in the 12th station, the Archbishop notes that Mary shows no sign of resentment nor a word of bitterness. In her is the way of the future. Even those who would respond to violent injustice with violent justice know that's not the ultimate answer. Forgiveness prompts hope. He says there are historic injustices that often rankle in the memories of societies for centuries. But unless we transform that collective anger into new energies of love through forgiveness, we perish together.
Quest'uomo, apparentemente uno di noi, che mentre viene ucciso, perdona i suoi carnefici.
At the end of the Via Crucis, Pope Benedict said those who participated had relived the tragic event of a man unique in history, who changed the world not by killing others, but by letting himself be killed. He called on all people to contemplate his face, saying it reflected every person who is humiliated and offended, sick and suffering, alone, abandoned, and despised. I'm Charles Collins.